Case number 13014, Ernestine Huff seeks variances from the front yard setback requirement for proposed additions, section 115-42 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the corner of U Lane and Hemlock Lane. The 911 address is 36349 Hemlock Lane, Rehoboth Beach. Zoning district is GR General Residential, and the tax map district is 334, map is 13, parcel 798. The applicant is requesting a 10.5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed porch, and a 3.4-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed addition. The manufactured home was placed in 1983. The permit noted that there was 30-foot setback from U Lane and 15-foot from Hemlock Lane, and no CO was issued. The recorded plot plan in 1983 shows that the 30-foot was from Hemlock Lane, and there was a 20-foot setback from U Lane. The plot was not readily available when permits were issued, and no notes on the paper mat to indicate the unique setbacks per plot. We have received 9 signatures in support, 0 letters in opposition, and no mail returns.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Ernestine Huff, 36359 Hemlock Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Person to
Ron Doherty, 36349 Rehoboth Beach, or Hemlock Road, Rehoboth Beach.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yep.
I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case.
Okay. We were looking around in Delaware as far as finding new lots or to put some new homes on or whatever. We decided that we really like the lot that we have and we already own. It's a place we'd like to retire. The neighborhood itself consists of a lot of mobile homes, single wides, double wides. A lot of the people in the neighborhood itself are just scraping off the mobile homes and putting up different homes and all that kind of stuff. Because our lot is fairly small, because the house is not in really bad condition, we pretty much decided that instead of going ahead and scraping that thing off, we'd keep it and try to redo it enough to be able to make it what we would really like to have as our retirement home, you know, and also for our physical characteristics and if our family is concerned and all that kind of stuff. The uniqueness of the property is when we bought the property, the house itself was set crooked on the property. I went ahead and got a survey done with the building's lines on it, just so that I could find out and make sure that, you know, whatever we would want to do would be within characteristic of that. We found out that the house was a little bit crooked on the lot, and that variance, there already was a variance issued for that, you know, the way the house is crooked on the lot right now. Mm-hmm. If we don't get the variance on that end of the house, well, there's nothing we can do because no matter what, it's going to project into the building zone or the limits itself as far as a setback is concerned. We obviously didn't create this problem. We're not trying to create any problem. We're just trying to add an addition to the house. Also doing the minimum amount of invasion, you know, as far as whatever you want to call it.
Encroaching
the setback. It's definitely the minimum. We definitely are asking for the minimum. As far as the front porch is concerned, it's got a small 9-foot deep, I don't even remember what the dimension of it is, but it's a small porch on the front of the house as it is. It obviously encroaches the building's, you know, setback already. When I designed the house, when I was trying to figure out what we would do to the house, I tried to limit the amount of porch to come out that would end up being close to the measurement, if you understand what I mean, of the setback encroachment of the original porch mm-hmm. is concerned. The reason we want that porch is because we're getting a little older. Our access comes from the left-hand side of the driveway from the house. So I wanted to kind of continue the porch over to the side of that, and we wanted to put a roof over the top of it.
Just that we did get to meet all of our neighbors behind us, both sides of us, and four in front of us, and talking with them, and they were all, I would say, excited about it, because our neighborhood is changing. I mean, people are putting million-dollar homes in our neighborhood now, and, you know, we're not gonna have a house like that, because we can't afford it. But we are, you know, we just wanna continue with that tone, you know, in our neighborhood of increasing from looking like an old trailer, which is what our house looks like, to looking like a decent house. You know, I worked in education for 45 years now. I work at the university still at 73 years old. And we just would like to, you know, have a decent house to live in for us and our kids.
Questions? Is there a homeowner association approval needed?
No, just a voluntary one.
Okay.
It's $10 a year that pays for the sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no regulations by any homeowner regulations or anything like that.
Well and septic or?
No, city sewer and well.
Does have a well. Where's the well located?
In the front, I'm sorry.
Close to the road.
They didn't put that on there. Can I point to it?
You can walk up there and point, sure.
Well, it's located approximately right here.
Okay, thank you.
In the middle of our front yard.
I think it's probably 10 foot from the house in both directions. The, you know, the well is, because it kind of comes off the corner of the house. It's kind of a weird lot, because one side's 20, that's on the corner. One side's a 20-foot setback, and the other side's a 30-foot setback. So it's, you know, it's just different.
So putting that roof on the deck is more for a safety.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for us, well, for us to be able to get into our house without the bad weather and all those kinds of things and have access, pretty much. If you looked at the house now, it's this really small little porch that they put off the front of the house. And it's really, it comes up flush with the door itself, and we can make that larger, you know, and make the ease it down a little bit so we don't have quite as drastic of a step going up.
So your property line is not, at least it could be, this is the question, Hemlock Lane, where that deck's going to be protruding out closest to.
Right.
Is there a distance between the edge of your property and the asphalt of Hemlock Lane? And if there is, do you know how far that is?
I don't know for sure. I think it is. I think there is, but I don't think it's a huge amount of distance. It's probably like 10 feet or 5 feet, something like that. The road's pretty narrow in there. I mean, you know, it's just a small little quaint neighborhood. I mean, I'd recommend everybody to move there.
That's same question for the for you, Lane. How far do you think your property line is from the asphalt of you, Lane?
I would say it's probably
same
comparable, right? I would say definitely, because just the way the physical nature of the streets and what it all is, you know. So there's no different characteristic of U Lane versus Hemlock Lane.
It was so strange. One of the houses across the street is a different street.
Yeah.
I also see there's a whole bunch of trees in your front right corner. Are they still there?
What's that?
I see there's a bunch of trees in your front right corner. Is that what I see?
There's some, yeah.
Obviously.
They're not the same, I don't believe. Not at all. But there's fewer.
So the house was there when you bought it. When did you buy it? Was it
2020?
2019.
And those trees were there. The house was set.
Yeah.
Everything was working.
Oh, yeah. We didn't. Yeah. No, we haven't done. This was our dream or what we're doing now. So.
Thank you.
So you're not doing this to buy it or to build it and then resell it?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I just want to make sure, because one of the things is a little tough for me to looking at your, the site plan here that we have with what's on there as far as how far things protrude. I just want to make sure that we have the right figures on there.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Please.
I did bring in last Tuesday or Wednesday. I actually went out and shot all the lines and got the points exact. These measurements are pretty close to comparable to what I bought in, but I bought in another paper that... these measurements.
Okay, that's much more helpful than what,
yeah,
what I...
Yeah, because the other ones, it was really hard to do this, you know, to get it all sort of understand it. I don't even understand it.
Are there any steps that are going to project from the porch closer to the road there?
No. No, okay. The steps that come off the porch will actually go this way. And they'll be narrower than what the porch is.
Okay, but they're still going to need a variance there. So do we know how wide those steps are going to be?
3 foot.
3 foot?
Mm-hmm.
So, staff, we need to calculate what those variances are going to be based on this, because I believe looking at this, this is going to differ from what Ms. Lepore read at the beginning of the meeting. If I'm looking at this right, the addition on the northwest side of the property would need a variance of 3.1 feet. Then it goes to 2.4 feet, the addition. If your steps are going to project 3 foot from that porch, do we know how far they're going to project this way?
30 inches.
30 inches, so it's basically, we'll call it 3 feet this way, and it'll be 3 feet from the porch, right?
Porch itself, yeah.
So that's going to need to be, that's going to be tough to calculate. We may need to scale that on there, because I'm not sure how to come up with a number there. But then the porch is going to need a variance of 10.4 feet, and then 8.8.
Correct.
And then, so we'll need a variance for the steps also, in addition to that. So there'll be 5 variances rather than the 2 that Ms. Lepore had read earlier.
Really? I'm sorry, I don't understand why there's 5 instead of 2.
Well, because we pinned them. So that, because as you noted, the house is at an angle.
Yes.
So if you look on there, the one addition at its far corner is 26.9 feet from the road. So that needs a 3.1 foot variance at that spot. But at the other spot that's closer, it's 27.6. So it needs a 2.4 foot variance. And then we go with the porch, and the same with the, as you get further down. So that shows where the we pin these things so that we have where they're located.
Yeah.
What we don't have is the actual pinning of the steps. Okay. But based on the fact that it's 19.6, how deep is that porch?
8 feet.
8 feet. So, is that a 2.4 foot variance for the steps? My math right?
I was thinking a little bit more, because if you take the 27.6 right there, which gives
you're
you
right.
the gives you the 2.4, right, and then it comes out 30 inches from that, I thought he said.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
So it's a 4.9 foot variance.
Okay, so okay. We'll call it 4.9. We'll call it. That looks right. I don't know if that renders any questions for the board or not, but.
I'm okay with that.
Carson?
All good.
Okay. What else you got, Mr. Short?
Is this going to impact where you're able to park vehicles?
Not at all. Not at all. The driveway itself, I'm just going to say that. This is actually the driveway. This is like the corner of the garage, and the driveway comes right off that way. That's why I thought bringing the porch over and having the steps right there would be a real easy access for us. We wouldn't have to climb like the front of the house.
And I presume that you don't believe this will have any impact on the visibility at Hemlock Lane?
None at all. None at all.
And I know the question had been asked, but I didn't recall the answer, and I apologize for that. But there's a gap between the edge of paving of Hemlock Lane and your property line. How far did you say that was that you thought?
I'm going to say it's probably like 10 feet. I mean, I'm not positive about it at all because I don't know anything about that neighborhood and the setbacks and stuff. So
you think that the addition or where this porch projects out would be approximately 30 feet from the edge of paving of the road, not just
pretty
from
darn
the
close
line.
To that, I think. Okay. Within that, or you know, I mean, a little bit less maybe, but within that.
All right. Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you. Yeah.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, sir, it does.
You may have a seat. Anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13014 for Ernestine Huff and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 13014 for Ernestine Huff for the requested variances and as discussed during the meeting. I think that the property has unique physical conditions based upon the placement of the home. I believe that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. A vote of 4-0, your case is approved. Have a good evening. Motion for adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Nay.